touch sets my mind at ease. Well, I need your loving. Yeah, I need your loving. When you call my name, I come running. Loving, yeah, your sweet kissing and hugging, and I'm dying on my knees, girl. Just give me something. Don't think me weak, child. Just 'cause I need your touch. Your love would help so much. Don't ridicule me, no, 'cause I'm feeling rough. My pride is on the floor. Yeah, we've all been here before. Just call me, I'm coming. Well, I need your healing. Yeah, that sweet heavenly feeling.
Heavenly feeling.
And I'm down in the waters, both tossing and feeling. Yeah. Don't think me reach out. I need your touch. Your love would help so much, babe. Don't ridicule me, 'cause I'm feeling rough. Oh, baby.
Someone who loves you and needs you.
Right here on 2SER 107.3.
We love listeners.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Weekly, the show where we take another look at some of the stories that made waves this week in Sydney, Australia and around the world. My name is Surima Tarogi, and coming up on the show, Australians abroad. New figures are showing that Aussies are travelling more than ever before. Not a surprise, I don't think. Bill Shorten is pushing for a national watchdog. French President Emmanuel Macron may be looking to return stolen African art. And if you're finding sometimes that your Bluetooth headphones drop out when you're in the Sydney CBD, You're not going crazy. There is a legitimate reason for why this is happening. I'm going to play you a song. This is Immigrant Union with their track, The Trip Ain't Over.
Thank you. Influential indie rockers The Breeders make their Opera House debut this November. Featuring the band's definitive Last Splash lineup of twin sisters Kim and Kelly Deal, bassist Josephine Wiggs, and drummer Jim McPherson.
Good morning!
Don't miss the coolest indie band in the world unleash their twisted pop genius on the concert hall stage. Book now for The Breeders, Friday, November 30 at sydneyoperahouse.com. Sponsors of 2SER.
Thank you.
Newtown Record Fair is your monthly vinyl record fair in the heart of Newtown. On the first Saturday of every month, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, Newtown Record Fair features over 10,000 vinyl records of all genres, live DJs, tasty cucina menu, and craft beer bar. Your perfect vinyl record experience. Newtown Record Fair, in the back beer garden of the Bank Hotel Newtown. NewtownRecordFair.com.au, a vinyl record partner of 2SER.
Great, great new sounding music, so definitely stay tuned. This is your place to be.
107.3
2SER.
My mind has just been blown.
2SER.com.
Just there, I played you some Where I Am by Mr. Scruff. You are listening to The Weekly here on 2SER. And the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade website, Smart Traveller, published the results of an interesting survey recently, which found that in the last year, Australians took around 10.7 million trips overseas. That figure rose by 13% compared to 5 years ago. And not only are we travelling more, but a survey that they conducted over the last 2 years has shown that we're also feeling a little bit more YOLO than ever before, with around 10% of people travelling to Southeast Asia to presumably buy bintang singlets, leaving the country without travel insurance. Now, according to Insurance Council of Australia CEO Rob Whelan, around 1 in 4 Australians will jump on a scooter, moped or motorbike while in Southeast Asia, even though not many insurers would automatically cover those kinds of high-risk activities, with men under 30 being the most likely demographic to leave Australia without travel insurance. Safety first, you guys. Safety first.
Bluesfest Touring and 2SER present Michelle Indigay Ocello at The Factory on Saturday, April 20. Neo-soul, funk, jazz, hip-hop, rock and reggae. This bassist, rapper and multi-instrumentalist delivers them all. Michelle Indigay Ocello at The Factory, Saturday, April 20. Tickets through Ticketek. Also appearing at Bluesfest, proud 2SER sponsor.
And his hands get burned under the sun, and his It's life in general with romance put through that.
Another neat surprises.
2SER.com.
Very schmick.
Christmas will kick off 4 weeks of fun like never before. Join us on Saturday, November 24 from 6:30 p.m. in the Christmas in the City Playground. The heart of Sydney will be alive with roaming entertainers, magicians, roller skating baubles, stage shows, choirs, lights, treats and decorations. With an array of late night shopping, there'll be something for everyone. For a full program of events, see sydneychristmas.com.au. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
You said, hey boy, where you at? Well, I'm down the street making a rock and roll track. Heard the ring and then I felt it in my pocket. I wish there was something that I could stop it. It's a callback. Oh baby, it's a callback, callback. Cut me some slack. I remember it was way back when I said I'd never ever pick up a phone call again. The fear drove me crazy in a way that it beats. Callback, 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 callback
continue on with the music.
Wind up the volume.
Let's dance.
You're on 107.3. This is 2SCR.
You leave him alone. What? Just can't you quit? That's all.
as I stare into the morn, and I see the citadel of media city shining bright.
If you feel what I feel, or if you don't, lay down beside me, know that I'm here. Your shape. Close my eyes. instead you. I wonder what the darkness meant. If you feel what I feel, or if you don't, lay down beside me, know that I'm here. Sweat, tears, and all that laid still on my mind.
Beautiful tune right there was I Wonder What the Darkness Meant by Packwood. You are listening to The Weekly here on 2SER. My name is Sarima, and in news that could really shake up the halls of power in Australia, Bill Shorten is putting pressure on Scott Morrison to establish a federal anti-corruption watchdog in the final parliamentary sitting weeks of 2018 if the government doesn't agree to a bipartisan deal. Now, momentum for a national watchdog has been growing for some time, with independents on the six-member crossbench developing their own draft legislation that would establish a body with a lot of power to regulate 21 government agencies. Now, most of the lower house crossbench support the reform very strongly, with Cathy McGowan spearheading the crossbench bill, and it's actually old mate Bob Catter is the only member of the crossbench who is undecided. Now, this is really important because if Catter's vote, or Catter's vote could end up being the decisive vote in the hung parliament, where any push to defeat the coalition in the chamber would need the support of every non-government MP. Exciting stuff. I wonder what he's going to do. You know, it's all about making Australia great again, if you saw those gigantic billboards on all over the roads, specifically on the M4 here in Sydney. Moving on, here is Monster Rally with Sunflower.
Thank you. worlds for you to discover in this adventure that is Japan.
Top there, played you some Monster Rally with their beautiful track Sunflower, and just then we heard from Little Bastard with Just Won't Do. And a quick look at the traffic as the clock ticks over to 7. Chippendale at Abercrombie Street, just past Blackfriars Street. There's been an accident involving two cars. 204 northbound lanes are closed, so exercise caution there. This next one is Living the Dream by Pure X.
Looks like I fell into